Parakas, yeah, you with me? Parakas, Mishnah Aleph. Hapareach min atame. Okay, let's chazal all of the yisaydas of this Mishnah again. Hapareach min atame tar. Ra. Hapareach min atame tar. Tame shenechlat. The yechad min anagoyim, the achakach parakha b'kula tar. This is a classic case, kula havach lovan tar. We have a person who is tame. He has simonim mufokim. He has the baheres with the ser lovan, and he has the, with the michya, and now it spreads to the entire body. And then what happens? It's pareach. It spreads to the entire body. So therefore, it's pareach v'natame tar. So therefore, this is, it's nespashet is tar. Next, let's say, chozru boy roshe evarim tame. Rav, chozru roshe evarim im li'achar pricha, chozru v'niskalu. Afilu roshe evarim b'levan. Even if the only one which goes away, the roshe evarim, tame. So why is he tamei rav? The chesiv of yomir osbay basachai yitma. For who she yiru kadosh. He's saying a very merdik of pshat in the pasuk. He's saying a pshat in the pasuk of yomir osbay basachai yitma. He's saying a tremendous chiddush. Normally we say the word that's a michya, right? That's a michya that appears in the center, a michya that appears. So therefore, over here. It's not really a michya. I don't think you can call this a michya. It's something which is a technicality. The technicality over here is.
Right, yeah, I mean, it's not called a
michya.
It happens to be
basar
chai. It's literally
basar chai. Therefore, the starting point is you have a person who was once upon a time tame, became tar because it was the spash of his entire body, and now it retreats, and now we have a small amount of clear flesh. He's tame. Okay, next. Ad, until when is the mikam tamei? Ad shet ismait beharta mikagadis. Until you have pachas mikashir. Rav, ad shet ismait beharta mikagadis, she yilach kol hanegev, lo yishtar min boi mikagadis. Okay, now we go to the next part of the Mishnah. Let's say minatar tamei. Let's say we have a person who has a negatohar. What's a negatohar? There's no pisyon. 2 weeks go by and there's no pisyon, and there are no simonim mufakim. You don't
have. The Seir Lovan fell out. The Seir Lovan fell out, or maybe the Mechia got covered. The Mechia got uncovered.
So, but it's even, I think it's even more than that. I think if one wants to see the Rashi, the rest of the Rav. Ravia says, "Mi tahar tame tahar shat parchat saras bekulay kugoyin." Now here are examples. Kishlitoy b'Seir Lovan and Rav Mechayit. So therefore, he has a history. Once upon a time, he was takatame, and then the hairs fell out. Vinosar, it's Vinosar, Vinoshar. The shin or a sin? The shin, right? Vinoshar.
Vinoshar, yeah. Remain.
Vinoshar, yeah. Vinoshar, yeah. Se'or Lavan, oi niskaseis hanichyo. Upatroi. And now he is exempt. Inami has skido v'becheres tigris, the people of the gris, of Omar v'ein of stage voice. Upatroi. After he was potter, parcha b'kulei tamei. That's the chiddush. It's a merdik chiddush. It's something which I don't think the average person out here would know about. But if you have a nega tohar, and it's nispashit in the ganze guf, the ganze mensch, mitchilos of yad soifoi, he becomes tamei. Now, what happens then? Now it's going to retreat. Ad shetachzor b'harta el lichemol shehoisa. So here, in order to make him tahar, it does not need to go back to less than the size of a gris, because our starting point was it was a negat tahar. So in order for him to become tahar, he has to just go back the way it was originally, which means it goes back to the original size. Then it's going to become tahar. You know, let's now the truth over here is you don't need it to spread to his entire body. Even if it spreads just the mashu, he should become tamei because that's called pisyon.
Right.
So I guess the chiddush is,
I think that's
even
what it says. I think that when it shrinks, that's what the Rav says. The mishdamen apricha kosh v'samach la'om tamei mishum pisyon.
Oh, okay. So as the Rav says, the im mishdamen apricha kosh v'samach la'om tamei mishum pisyon. Exactly. So it's not a din of the entire body. That's a chiddush, though. Or maybe not. Let's chazos over. Wait a minute. Maybe we're making a mistake here. Maybe we're making, when it says over here, minat tahar tamei, maybe it does not mean it spread to his entire body. Because indeed, if it does spread to his entire body, why should he be tameh? He should be tar. So maybe we made a mistake.
It's tameh mishum pisyon.
Pisyon. But let's say it spreads to his entire body.
Right.
So then l'chor is tar. Because that's what the pasuk says. Kulay hafach lavan taharu. So when it says over here in this mishnah over here that minat tahar tame, it's not like the first part of the mishnah. The first part of the mishnah it says minat tame tar. The only way you can go from a nega that's tame to becoming tar is only if it spreads to the entire body. But if you're starting out with nega that's tame, that's tar, a nega that's tar, and you want to declare him tame, you don't need it to go to the entire body. Adrab, if it goes to the entire body, it's tar. It just means that it spreads. Pisyon. It's just a classic case of pisyon.
So are you saying, in other words, that kulo hafach lavan will not work a second time? Kulo hafach lavan in a case of
menatar.
Right?
If a person starts that, if a person...
menatar tame, and you have kulo hafach lavan, then that is not good enough to say that he's tar. You would say, no, that he's tamei.
Well, I understand. Say it again. I understand. What's the case again?
Ha-pareach menatar, the safe of the Mishnah.
Right. So let's say it's pareach menatar and it spreads to the entire body, end to end, nothing left out.
Right.
I would say he's tar.
You would say he's tar. I'm not sure that the Mishnah said.
The Mishnah is ending. The beginning, the first part of the Mishnah. Look, go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Ha-pareach menatar me-tar. How does that happen? If you have a nega that's tame, how is it possible that a nega that's tame can expand and will be to the only one hechatimsa? It has to go to the entire body. Okay, good. Gesundheit. Because if it doesn't go to the entire body, so there's pisyon. No, a nega that's tame that has pisyon is tame. But when you're dealing with the next part of the Mishnah, minat tahar tame, if you start out with a nega that's tahar, and now it spreads, so why taka is he tame? Because of pisyon. So how much does it spread? Just the mashu. Oh, let's say it spreads to the entire body. No, the entire body, that's the halacha, that if it spreads to the entire body, you're tahar. Why are we assuming in the safe of the Mishnah that it's an equivalence to the ratio of the Mishnah? The ratio of the Mishnah where it spreads to the entire body, the safe of the Mishnah where it doesn't spread to the entire body. And adarab, if it does spread to the entire body, it will be tar. When does it say in the end of the Mishnah, minat tar tame means the entire body? And we're making up these new halachas.
Because I would say, by chazru bo roshe varim, in the second part of the Mishnah, chazru bo roshe varim. So you might think.
Let's see the Rav. Add Chazu Barosha Ivarim Tome Ad Shatach Zabahatel Moshe Haisa. I hear what you're saying. That part of the mission is a little bit misleading. I hear what you're saying. Let's see the Rav again. Mitar Tome Tahar Tar Shaparcha Tsras Bikuloi. Oh, wait, no, you're right. The Rav says explicitly. So I made a tos. A tohus in the moyach. Not a tos in the print. A tos in the moyach. Mitar tame. Tar. Shapar chatzeras bekula, the entire body. Kagoyin shechlita, ibn seo lovin ibn michi. Vinish, ibn osha, seo lovin ibn nisra, seo samichia. Upatroi. It spreads to the entire body is tame. Ad shetachzar, so it's a fairish. Shetachzal moshachayitza, the im nishtar ben apricha kol shu samach lo'im, tame mishum pisyoin. Amazing. So what happens if it just spreads a little bit? Saying the chesh, the mission, it spreads entirely?
Yeah. meaning that he was already declared tahor. And now there's a little bit of spread.
So that itself is enough to make him tamei. Anytime there's a small amount of pisyon, you become tamei.
Right.
So now you're saying chiddush is even if the pisyon goes the entire body.
Right. The chiddush is preach bakulo. That is also tamei.
Ad she'tachzor l'chmoshay sadi im gestam in apircha kol shu samach lo'ayim tamei. Because let's say there's still a little bit left over, you shouldn't pisyon. Now here's the hard part. This part of the rav is very, very difficult. For me at least, for my little mind. The hard it's an besamuch, shimholcha michya, the michya goes away. The ach gachbacha bekuloi, tohar atastira.
That's the next Mishnah, right?
Right, so we just said now that if you have a nega that's tummy, and the michya goes away, so the person now is tar, and then it spreads to the entire body, he's tummy, gesundheit.
Good.
So now let's say it spreads to the entire body, he's tamei. He says, how can he be tamei? It says the next mission of Yahav, we're in nega, and he's tamei. And then the michya goes away, so it becomes tahor. And then it spreads to the entire body, he's going to remain tahor. This michya goes away. V'yachar kach parcha v'kuloi tahor, utnanami baheres ubasir lovan. And parcha bekuloi, if it spreads to the entire body, af al pi shehaser lavan b'mekoymoi, tahor umashma, it's mashma. The kol shekein im ena b'mekoymoi, shehu tahor. Let's say you have the other simon muvok, you have the nega, and there's a ser lavan, and the ser lavan falls away, so now he's tahor, and then it spreads to the entire body. He's tahor. It says beferish the next Mishnah. What are you talking about? We just learned here in this Mishnah that if you're negative, that's tahor, and it spreads to the entire body, it's tamei. So we have a stira between this Mishnah and the next Mishnah. You have the stira? The answer is, Hasamari shaloi patre akoin adayin kishe parcha bekula. The answer is very simple. Because there, when the ser went away, he didn't go to the koin. So he was always in a state of tumah. You see, the point over here is you're changing status. There, the next mission is going with the person was taka mukhlat, and he has a white hair, and the white hair fell out. But he never went to the kohen to get a psak halacha. So since he never got the psak halacha, he remains in the status of tamei. The next time he appears before the kohen, the nega spread to the entire body, and the white hair fell out. So since thus far you are in a matziv of tamei, and now you're getting a psak, it will switch to becoming tahor. Whereas in our Mishnah, the person was in a matziv, he went to the Rav for a psak halach, to the kohen, and the kohen told him the white hair fell out, you're tahor. And now it spreads to the entire body, and you go back again, oh, we're going to switch from tahor to tamei. Where you sit is relative to where you stand. Or where you stand is relative to where you sit. So it all depends on where you're coming from. If you're coming from a matziv of tumah, because you never went to the kohen to get the psak that you're tahor, even though theoretically you are tahor, it doesn't matter. When it spreads to the entire body, you're going from tamei to tahor. But if you go to the kohen,
you're saying that the next Mishnah is more of a technicality, that the only reason why that's tamei in that case is because the kohen didn't have a chance to say.
Right. That's what it's saying over here. Let's read those words again. Now, finally, after doing this five times, finally have an appreciation of what this Mishnah means. Weiter, so v'otna nami nachso nachmal v'ha d'zam b'samach shem holcha michya, the michya goes away. So what are you? You're tahor. And v'yach hakach bach b'kuloy, and the Mishnah paskins, you're tahor. What? But we just said that if the michya goes away and it spreads to the entire body, you're tamei. Question number two: what happens if the ser lovan goes away? Utna nami baheres ubos ser lovon parcha bukulo, if it spreads to the entire body, Even though it's the mekaymai tahar, umashma, even though it's still there, kol shekein you're going to become tahar if the white hair goes away. The kol shekeinim ain't the mekaymai. What do you mean shutar? What do you mean? We just said that if the white hair goes away and you get a psak halacha that you're tahar, and then it spreads to the entire body, you become tamei. So the answer is the next image going in the case where you never got the psak halach from the coin that you're tar. Hasamar shaloi patra kaidan kishaparcha bakuloi. Viachamar kishapatra patra, you put viachach parcha bakuloi, he got up to them and it spread. Okay, let's start taking a look over here at the Ikor Mefarsha. Ikor Mefarsha Mishnah Aleph. It's a very hard Mishnah, and there's a lot of Ikor Mefarsha. Hakdama. Perkeinu mulam melame dinega. The Chofetz Chaim, he uses that nusach very often. Da, you should know. You know what he says? He says that about, is it zecher, zecher amolek, or zecher amolek? Da, he says, there's no way to know. Don't think that you have a solution to know if it's Zecher or Zecher, and therefore you just say both. I'll be my personal, I know he told me, I went to Isra Rybelski this. Rybelski, Zecher Sag Levrach, he told me, he says that the word Zecher is the same construct as the word Vatal Ashonai Ke Eshen HaKivshan. The Eshen of the Kivshan. Why is it the Eshen? It should be the Atal Ashenai Eshen Akivsh Eshen. He says there it should be the Eshen. It should be the Oshon. Oshon Akivshon.
Right.
The Oshon Akivshon. Why right. There is it Eshen? It should be the Oshon. It's not Machlokes. Hakol Ma'idin that it's Osh. It's Eshen Akivshon. Why it should be the Oshon Akivshon? So he says, so therefore, there's not much that it should be Zecher Amolek. Maybe it's Zecher Amolek. So over here, I have a guy over here, and he told me very much, he said to me that there's no place in the entire Tanakh where in the Torah, the word Zecher is a Munach. The trop is a Munach. You never have a Munach, a trop of a Munach. Timche es Zecher Mapach Pashto Munach Kotoin. It's a Munach, Munach, Munach Zokev Kotoin. You never have a Munach that is Zecher. Zecher, Segel. So if it would be a Segel, then there should be no trap and there should be a Makov. There should be
so
a Makov.
So is it Vayese or Vayese?
Vayese, Vayese. Vayese, so the arts of Achleik, they're both correct. There's, I once talked about Orlin about this. A long discussion of Orlin about this. His wife called me over, what were you talking about? What were you fighting about? I said, we're fighting about, is it Chai or Chai?
Chai by where?
Her name.
Oh.
He always says, Chai, Chai. Is it Chai? Is it Chai or Chai? Oh no, Chai. Sego. Is it Vayese or Vayese? Vayese or Vayese? Vayese. So in the article it says Vayese. I think there's a steer in the article. Some article have a Vayese, some have a Vayese. Do whatever you want. It doesn't make a difference.
The people are at the Kiddush Club already. Okay, right.
But I hold a chilek, and who am I, between Timcha Zecher and Zecher Amolek. There's a very big difference between the two in the meaning of the word. It's the meaning of the word. If you say it's Zecher, Zecher means the remembrance. Zecher Amolek means the existence. What should you erase? Should you erase a remembrance, or should you erase their essence? Timche is Zecher Amolek. Zecher Amolek is a different.
Well, you can't erase their essence anymore because of Zecher. So you say after remember, you say after erase their remembrance.
The nafka means each one has a mila. What is the whole drash in this? Each one has a mila and a chesaron. A mila, each one has a, if you, what does it mean to erase the remembrance? It means they exist. It means they don't exist. They don't exist anymore. Wait. All right, I have to think about this. There's something very deep here. There's a very deep concept going on over here. There's a different. I think it's partial. There's a difference in the meaning of the word. Zecher Amalek and Zecher Amalek. It's two different words. It's not just the same word with different nikud. Zecher has a different flavor as what you're trying to obliterate. Zecher is like they exist, but don't show them in a museum. Don't have a museum for them. Zecher Amalek means the very existence. Adrab, you should have it in the museum. But they, as a nation, that their existence, you say both. They shouldn't exist and there should be no museums for them either. You hear what I'm trying to say? There's a difference in the connotation of the word. You have to prove this. I once had a whole drosh on this. I forgot everything already. Right? But Mishnah Berurah says that.
Go to the morningkolal.com, you can find it.
The Mishnah Berurah says v'da. You should know that there's no way to know what's correct. Don't even try. Don't even try. Yeah, and therefore, you have to say them both. You have to say them both. And that's a very powerful nusach. The da. Da means know this to be a fact. The Mishnah Berurah took from the Rambam. The Rambam also used that. The Rambam uses da. Know that a mitzvah that's tamei and it spreads is tar. Gevaldik. The Rambam says beferish bekulay, his entire body. This is also very powerful, Azach. If the very first time you make your appearance, ladies and gentlemen, introducing for the very first time, Mr. Kuloi Hafach Lavan, he's Tommy. Right?
Right. I
Because
yeah.
you're starting off in a matzav of Tahara. A purse becheskas tahara, and now when it's kulo hafach lavan, so now we always the goal over here is that you're always going to be the opposite. When it's kulo hafach lavan, you're going to be the opposite of your previous status. Loi toiv heyoyis ha'adam, man should never have been created. Period. But now that he's here, levadoi, he might as well stay be all alone. Possum shot in the plastic, no?
That's like in the Ishbitz. I don't recall that in the Gemara in Erevin, but that's okay.
Doctor said that you should go on a diet ASAP.
Yeah, I saw that.
You saw that, Vita. Harei gam, harei gamu tamil. If you should don, it's Tom talking about. If you should don a kasav, should don a kasav. B'tahara el yachash shekvar kod matuma. He's saying a peldik azach. The Torah only is discussing a case where he starts off in the matzav of tumah, and then it's kulah fachlava. Let's say you start off to begin with kulah fachlava, or you start off in a matzav of a negat tohar, and then it's kulah fachlava, and it's tamei. The lashon sifra. What's the lashon of the sifra? Taidas kohanim. Yachal avning abba kulah lava and bitchil yeh tohar. I would think that if you start off love and no, Tamuloy Mar who Tarvena Babuchulo love and Bitchila Torah Tame. Only when you start off Tame and it's cool in the Sapech love and then you can become Tahar. You start off Tame and then it spreads to the entire body, do you become Tar? And the implication is But let's say you start off kula lavan, then you're going to be tamei. Okay, so the sifra mit an aleph is telling you that it's a this halacha that you have to switch is gzeres hakasef. Unbelievable. Hakdama. Mishna seinu melamedes din haporech kula lavan minatuma uminatahara. Okay, shetachsa, now the next page 57. Shetachsa b'harta l'chomo shahaysa. V'porech minatame ketani. When he's porech minatame ketani, ad shetismayit b'harta mechagris, less than a gris. Or v'porech minatame ketani, ad shetachsa l'chomo shahaysa. Misho v'porech minatame de'itar lei b'pericha. He became tahar. V'chaz shodra shayvar mitame li mishum basa chai. Calls man shahu miskale yoiser tomo to miskale yoiser tomosoi yoiseres the havelehai chaja simon tomo. Okay, so the tomo is still there.
That's in the ratio of the mission.
Ad is my eight mikris the ozel nigoi. I will brech mirak tar the pricha metamele mishum pisioin. Go back where you come from. All right, so we did the Mishnah, good Gelur with the Rav. We did the Ikum Farsh. Now let's see the chart.
Wait. I don't understand that last point. I'm a Berech Manatar.
So you're Tahar. And now, why do you become Tameh? You become Tameh because it was Nespashet, because the entire body, Gzer Sakosav. Kuloi hafach lavan yitame. So how now will you reverse the tumah? The way you're going to reverse the tumah is only when it gets less than the original size. Because once you become tame, he's saying a chiddush, we're kicking in a din of pisyon. He's saying mahalach, he's saying over here is that when it spreads to the entire body, that's really basically a pisyon. The chiddush, the point that he was saying is that even when it goes to the entire body, it's still in a din of a pisyon.
I hear. So again, so the last part, I'm a brag when I tell the prechem and tell them from
pishin. It does need to go less than the gris. It just needs to go less than the pishin. What's being metame?
Just needs to shrink a little bit.
Is the pishin. What's being metame of the person? It's not, you have a negat tohar. That's how you start out. So why are you telling me now? I'm telling you some pishin. So in order to revert back to my matzah of tahara, I just have to undo the pisyon. I don't have to make it less than the gris. Because when it was the gris, I was tahar. There's no white here. There's no michya.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, now let's see the chart. Haklal, dugma, purech minatahar, minatamei tahar. Mi, shayloi nega l'vuchlad l'tumah. Oy, shayloi nega v'chuskar v'yachach paruchan nega b'kuloi. All of Nemar Bitoira Kuloi Hofach Lovon Tahu Nochmal. Nisho Neg by Nega Vukla Lutuma. Oh, Yishohoi by Nega Vuhuskar. He has a Nega Vuhuskar. He was locked up. Yakach Parach. Oh, he's saying more. He's saying a Chiddush that doesn't say in the Mishnah. He's saying a Chiddush. He's saying over here that a person was in Hesker. A person that's in Hesker within the first 2 weeks has already what's called a negatome le'inyin parach. He snuck over here a tremendous chiddush.
Right, and the Rav only said hachlep, but not hezka.
He didn't talk about it because when the Rav talked about hezka, he spoke about a negatar. How do you have a negatar? 2 weeks pass and it doesn't spread, but it's after 2 weeks. So then it's called a negatar. But within the first 2 weeks, it's called a negatome. That's a chiddush. He snuck in a chiddush here. He snuck in a golden nugget. A golden nugget. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Remember those days in Kosher Delight? You can get chicken nuggets. What happened to Kosher Delight? Since when are people so nizar in healthy food? Vital. COVID smoke it. COVID vaccine is a million times more dangerous than chicken nuggets.
Chicken.
If everyone is running for the booster, what's so bad with some chicken nuggets, with some oil and breadcrumbs? Was felt ice? You're willing to put into your body a spike protein that can multiply a billionfold, and some graphite, alukutazachin, and some contaminants because there's a lack of some shrotzim and other garbage because they don't have quality control, and you're worried about a few chicken nuggets. Come on.
Right.
Come on. Weiter. Me show you by dega and hechlet. What?
Yeah, weiter, go.
So me show you by nega vuchla viltum, but I show you by nega vuchiskin, vuchuska. Viachakach, porach, hanega bukulo, olav, nema, betar, kulo, kavach, lov, and tarhu. Okay, let's see now the next left, in the left case, the left side. Nizgalva rashay varim, viachasha porchala, lovan, vinitar, chosa nizgalva babosachai kadosha. I feel Rosh Hashanah. I notice he says that the amount of flesh he adds in Naya Chiddush, the amount of clean flesh that has to appear is Kadosha, even Rosh Hashanah. Tomei, he's now Tomei, because this what it says in the Pasuk, a Naya Din in the Pasuk, a Naya Pshah in the Pasuk, Uviyoim Heroois Boy Bosachai Yitma, and the Gemara is darshing, this is not the Pshushal Mikra, it's darshing that if a person is in the Matziv of a Nega, that's Parach Bekulai. And then it's nisgale a little rosh etzbois a little mashu, and it says nadosha. That's the pshat in the pasuk of derech drush uviyoyin here ois boy bosachai. Again, what's the matzif? You tohor now because it was parach b'kuloi, and now it's choizer. It's receding, and you have over here a bosachai yitma until you go back to the point where it's less than the size of a gris. Because now the tumma is a din, the tumma is a din from the nega itself. Okay, the next part of the chart. Oh, we're going in the opposite direction this time. Now let's say
because
you're starting off tar. If you're starting off tar, and now it's nispashik bukula, you become tamei. Now let's say mliacha shaparach lavan, after shaparach lavan, v'nitma, after it's spread, v'nitma, chazhu v'niskalu boi roshe evadim, and now it's niskale, oidenu tamei mishma pisyoin. So you remain tamei mishma, because of the pisyoin, now it's midin of the pisyoin, that's why you're tamei now. Because of the nega, so now the nega has to become less than a gris. Let's say you start out with the nega tor, and it spreads to the entire body. Let's say it retreats. So now it's not so easy to get rid of it when it reaches, because when it's going to retreat, you're still going to become tamei mishum of the pisyoin. So it has to go back to the original size. Chazir Rosh Hashanah tamei achetachsa b'harit l'chumash ha'isa. It's a very hard Mishnah. We spend this Mishnah with mamish hours. The Klal Yisrael. Mi Eved ke'avdi. Mi Eved ke'mishulam. Ro'ois Rabois. No, we're taking the heat for the Klal Yisrael.
Were you aware that Rabbi Tanna was nifter?
Yes, I was. He's my buddy. I'm very little shy. A little shy to see out of them. I don't hear any Hespedim. I want to hear the Hespedim. He was my.
He was a very. He was a very interesting person. I mean, my roommate grew up in a shul, and.